Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
This is Nick Surfield of HoustonTexans.com here with Adam Kilgore, Patriots beat writer for the Boston Globe. Adam, thanks for joining us. The big question on everyone's mind this week, you know, it's been all over the media everywhere in Houston and New England, is what are the Patriots going to do with their starters? Are they going to pull their guys early like the Colts did last week? Are they going to play guys like Tom Brady at all? Belichick's been very coy about it with what I've heard so far, but what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, he has been coy, and if I knew, then I'd be a pretty popular guy around here too. But no one really knows for sure. I think the prudent thing and the smart thing would probably be to hold off Brady, especially after the season he's had. He's been beat up. He's still fighting through a rib injury, and he's had a finger injury that seems to be better now. But for quite a few games, I think 3 or 4 games, he had that right ring finger kind of wrapped. Mm-hmm. And that's something that, you know, going into the playoffs, there's really no reason to risk Brady. A pretty good reason for that, or evidence of that would be in a Texans defensive backfield where Bernard Pollard, if I can say it, plays now, which is kind of a interesting symmetry that Brady will face him the last week this season. Obviously, Pollard's a guy who knocked out Brady the first week last year. But to get back to your question, I guess my gut tells me that just because it's smart, maybe Brady plays a quarter to keep sharp. The school of thought, I guess, in the other way would be that the Patriots, even though they beat the Panthers and the Bills before they just crushed the Jaguars, they really haven't been playing well. I mean, they played probably their best game of the season against Jacksonville. I guess you could say that the argument for playing the guys would be to keep it rolling and kind of keep the momentum going in the playoffs. But I'm not so sure if the trade-off of risking Brady and Welker, who's caught 122 passes and taken a lot of hits this year, mm-hmm. returning punts as well, is worth that sort of momentum gathering. So, short answer, my guess is that you don't see a whole lot of the Patriots starters, but nothing, with Bill Belichick, whatever he thinks is right, he's going to do. So, just because it's sort of the run-of-the-mill decision doesn't mean he's going to make it.
Yeah, actually, Texans coach Gary Kubiak said earlier in the week that he'd be surprised if the Patriots did rest their starters because of how well they played last week, and it looks like they're getting ready to go on a real nice late-season playoff run here. What about, back in 07, when they were going for the perfect season and they did play their guys at the end of the year, do you think that'll have any impact on what happens this year, or is it just a different season, different situation?
Yeah, it's so different, and not just, it'd be nice if you kind of look at that season and say, well, he did this then, so it'll probably be that now. But I think the whole undefeated and sort of, quest for perfection and all of that sort of colored it a little bit differently. So I think it's sort of a different decision now. I think, that 16-0 and what they hoped was going to be 19-0 obviously was not, meant a lot to that team and probably meant a lot to Belichick. And like you said, it did. It meant something to him, whereas I don't think, going 10-6 or 11-5 is really going to be the same sort of motivating factor. So, it'd be nice to sort of lean on that and say, sort of study that, but I just think it's a different situation.
Does getting the third seed versus the fourth seed matter at all, do you think, to New England?
I bet if you put a lie detector test on them, I think they'd probably even rather have the fourth seed, just because that way you got a much better chance to avoid going out to San Diego. And right now, I don't think there's a better team in the league than San Diego, having won 10 straight, just playing great, great football, just, rolling over a pretty good Titans team there last week. So for that reason, my guess is actually that the four seed might be more desirable. The one benefit being, you look back to 2006, the Patriots were the four seed and the Colts were the three seed, and they go into Indy, just by chance the top two seeds have lost. Yeah. They go to Indy and they lose that game in the second half, blowing a pretty big lead. So that probably doesn't happen if they're playing a Foxborough. So I guess there's the one sort of remote reason why you want the three instead of the four, but more likely I think the four seed is probably actually more desirable this year.
Well, like you were saying earlier, we're not sure how much, if at all, Tom Brady will play on Sunday, but, had a great game last week, I believe 23-26 and 4 touchdowns, no picks. Is he, how much do you think he's back to being the Tom Brady of 2007?
Good question. I think it's hard to say because, like I said before, he's kind of fought through his, some new injuries this year. It seemed like around week 4 this year, really, is when he got the knee injury. We talked at the Globe here to one of his personal trainers out in California, who said that he could see Brady sort of moving around like he used to pre-injury by week four this season. But then, you know, he began to figure out some helmet in practice. He took a really hard shot at the Rizzi against the Dolphins. So it's been a trying year for Brady. It's sort of hard to gauge that. And plus, the other thing is get to look at is his offensive coordinator from the past few years, Josh McDaniel, is obviously now with the Broncos.
Right.
And so there's been an adjustment with Bill O'Brien, who's not by title the offensive coordinator, but he also plays. He's got the headset, and for all intents and purposes, he is the offensive coordinator. He's the guy calling the plays. So Brady has adjusted to that too a little bit, as has the whole offense. So it's tough to compare and sort of say for certain, like, yep, he's back. But if you look at the numbers, if not for that 2007 season, which was just amazing, all those numbers this year, yards, completion percentage, touchdowns, would all be career highs, if it's not for 07. So, he's definitely back to being the quarterback that he was, say 2006 and earlier, and whether he'll ever get that 2007 form back again is hard to say because he was just so good that year.
Adam, assuming at some point that Brady does sit in this game, what can you tell us about Brian Hoyer?
He's an undrafted rookie at Michigan State. Had a very good career there. He's got a good head on his shoulders. People seem to like him in the locker room and on the practice field. He's very grateful to be where he's at. It seems pretty obvious that Tom Brady's kind of taken a liking to him. That's kind of just unsolicited at times, just kind of giving him advice or said, told him, hey, do this or do that. And he really likes it in New England. So it's a good fit. It's interesting. The Patriots had a veteran guy in Andrew Walter in training camp, and they decided to cut ties with him in part because they liked Hoyer so much. And, they probably didn't see that coming given the fact that he went undrafted. But, they think they've got a pretty good guy there. And, Brady won the sixth round, so they have a history of buying these guys late. Not to say that by any means the Brian Hoyer is going to be Tom Brady, but they like what they have. You can say that for sure.
Well, last question. I'm going to put you on the spot here. If you had to pick a winner for this game and maybe a score, what would you pick?
Well, it'd be helpful if I knew if Brady's going to play and all that, but I'm kind of thinking that the Patriots won't go all out and they will arrest Brady for a lot of the game and Welker and Ty Warren, Vince Wilfork, and all those guys were kind of banged up. And I think the Texans, they're playing at home and they have a lot to play for. Still having a playoff chance. So I guess I'm going to say Texans 27, Patriots 20. And there you go. And actually, now I think of it, there might have been one clue today about the Patriots playing there, guys. Sorry, I keep going here.
No, sure.
Somebody asked Logan Mankins about, if the Patriots, quote-unquote, owe it to, the teams that are kind of competing with the Texans to play hard and to play other guys and their starters. Mm-hmm. He said, no, we don't. We put ourselves in this position by winning games throughout the year, and if they didn't want to rely on us beating the Texans, then they should take care of the business, too.
Hmm.
So, who knows if that's really revealing anything or not, but that's an interesting point, and maybe he wouldn't be saying that if he knew that he was going to be playing all four quarters. But
yeah,
that's probably speculative, but who knows?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a lot of speculation right up till game time. Adam, thanks a lot for joining us, and safe travels down to Houston.
All right, thanks, man.